Steve Weber Show continues now, and we are in dire straits if we close the Mexican border. We're in dire straits because guacamole and avocado toast will be out the window. At least that's the claim put forth by the national news media. And first of all, if it were true, so what? Honestly, so avocados are more important than national security. The assertion is absurd to begin with. But then, if I turn to my good friend Dr. John Lott, he says not only is it absurd, but it's not even accurate. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning.
Oftentimes we talk about firearms and so forth and your look at statistics there, but this is different. Your latest op-ed discusses the media's grossly exaggerated cost of closing the U.S.-Mexico border. And first of all, my premise, what's more important, avocados and guacamole or national security? I mean, let's be honest.
No, I agree. I mean, I suppose there'll be a few people who just love their avocado toast, even if it's true that somehow, that there'll be an emotional basket case without having it there. But obviously there are other things to eat, even if it was somehow true. But it's not true. We're not going to, even if the border was closed, there'll be plenty of avocados around.
I mean, supply and demand dictates that Mexico creates avocados, some of them, but other countries grow them as well, including the Dominican Republic and Chile and Colombia, all sorts of places, in fact.
Yeah, Peru is a major place. The thing is, those countries that you just listed are exporting their avocados to places like the European Union, to Canada, to Japan, and Mexico may be selling most of its avocados right now to the United States, but if Mexico can't sell its avocados to the United States, what will happen is Mexico will sell its avocados to places like the European Union, Canada, and Japan, and other places.
Sure.
And the avocados that Peru or Colombia or other places would have sent to those places will then go to the United States. So it's not like, we're going to run out of avocados. We'll simply buy them from one of the other sources.
Don't you find it embarrassing, though? I mean, honestly, for the national news media, this is the best you've got? I mean, we're going to close the Mexican, and the best thing you've got is, oh, my God, we're going to run out of avocados. It's a crisis. Seriously, that's what they've got.
Right. No, it's pretty silly.
It is.
I think what they did was, because you can literally find hundreds of news stories on this. So from many different outlets, so it's obviously they thought this was their big hit that they had on it. And I think what they did was they looked around for exports from Mexico, where Mexico made up a large percentage. And Mexico makes up about 90% of the avocados that we import. But, it still doesn't take into account that doesn't mean we're going to run out in 3 weeks. I mean, you read a lot of these stories, and they'll talk about, they go into great detail about how avocados can only keep for 3 weeks. And so after 3 weeks, if we can't get them from Mexico, we'll run out of avocados.
Huge crisis. Yeah, huge crisis. Here's interesting, though. In this op-ed piece you wrote, which you did a great job in pointing out all of this, but you point out something that I think is much more substantial, which doesn't surprise me, than the mainstream media's take on this. And that is this. The U.S. imports about $26 billion in food from Mexico each year, which is a fraction of the $1.62 trillion that Americans spent on food and beverage in 2017. But I compare that to something else you found. You take that $26 billion, you compare it to the cost of us, the U.S. taxpayers, footing the bill to educate children of illegal immigrants or illegal immigrant children in general. And you come to a modest figure, because it could be higher, of $41 billion a year. So we spend 50% more on educating illegal aliens and their children than the total amount of food imported from Mexico altogether, which is $26 billion. I mean, we spend 50% more educating illegals. I think that pretty much, for me, brings into full relief the disparity and the real problem that we're facing.
Right. I mean, I try to use some very conservative numbers there on the population. numbers. But if you, you know, you have both children that are illegal that came into the United States, school-age children, as well as children that were born to parents who were both illegal, and you multiply that by the cost of public schooling in the United States, and you get over $40 billion. So, I mean, it's undoubtedly much, much higher each year, and that's just K through 12 schooling,
right.
That's not including costs of college for those that go on to college.
And get free schooling there from places like California. Anyhow, go on.
Right. I mean, a lot of states give lower tuitions to illegal immigrants than they give to American-born children. So, I mean, that's just one cost. I also mentioned one other cost. I just go through some numbers on crime by illegal aliens. And, you have real costs that are there.
Billions of dollars, real costs.
You have health care and other things that one could have gone through and talked about that would make those numbers much, much greater.
Right. We just looked at it, one column versus this column, and it was a 50% disparity. So, you know, if we cut off the agricultural, yeah, it would hurt certain companies and certain people would get hurt. But in the big picture, and we'll never get to that point anyway, but in the big picture, avocados, to me, are pretty trivial. Frankly, and pretty silly thing to be arguing about whether or not we have avocados here in America, and that's reason enough to keep the border open. I'll give you the last word, Dr. John Lott.
Right. Well, I mean, just President Trump being able to talk about this, he was able to get some important concessions from Mexico. Mexico, at least this week, finally got in gear and started in large scale arresting people that were entering its country from countries that were below it.
I think things are going to change. New director of Department of Homeland Security, things are going to change. Dr. John Lott, always a great conversation. Great piece there, by the way. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeyto80.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.